I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Tuesday afternoon, an explosion rocked the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray province, killing two civilians and injuring many more. It's a symptom of the civil war between forces loyal to the central government of Ethiopia and those loyal to the local leaders of the Tigray region. Hundreds have reportedly died in the conflict, and over 27,000 have fled across the border to Sudan. Peter, a Christian worker with World Concern in Somalia, says,
as the Tigray conflict continues, it has not yet affected much on Somalia, but we are looking at maybe the ripple effects.
Pray this violence would end and be replaced by a stable and lasting peace. And is your social media newsfeed full of division and anger? Doug Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says social media could be a valuable mission field if Christians are wise and prayerful. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries recently gathered Native American young people on Facebook Live to discuss the pandemic and Christ's hope. When we set aside our agendas on social media, it opens gospel interactions. Take 1 Corinthians 9:12.
The Apostle Paul, he says, I will put up with anything rather than get in the way of what the gospel is trying to communicate, what Jesus is trying to communicate. And so my rule as a communicator has to be, could this encumber the gospel? Could this give people a reason to continue to reject Jesus?
Ask God to give his church wisdom and grace on the social media mission field. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.